again. Now!
Folkestone. Natives of a world in the ninth system of a far-off galaxy. A world with an icy core, tropical by day, sub-zero by night. A world carpeted with strange and deadly flora. And the name of the world is...
Her Doctor.
Come on! Step to it!
It's not me they're remembering.
But they can't...
Charlotte, it's you.
No, really, no.
They're remembering you.
Well, this is absurd.
You.
The word is the word. The word is the word.
Doctor, there's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Begin letter now.
My Lady Vuyuki, why so coy?
We find ourselves, you and I, caught in a net of eternal twilight, thrown together on this God's forsaken rock. It clutches at us and holds us tight. Time sluices around it, past and possible dash against it, but it sticks as an obdurate, hope-lost trap of nothingness. Come here to us, my lady.
Come on,
I fear for your safety alone on the reef. Darkness lurks in the gullies and crags of our prison. As monsters go, the rook is foul-hearted and cunning, a liar and a thief. Avoid it, my lady, at all cost. My crew and I are rough voyagers, but our ship is sound. We seek to cut her free from the coral that binds us all here. So let our shelter be yours also.
Commander Gamadee!
Oh, pause, letter. Enter. Captain Luke, what's the matter? I have a letter to compose.
Sir, it's Eumachus. He's out on the reef.
Oh, the idiot. It's not safe out there.
He's taken Corris with him and a line drum. He's launched himself up off the ridge.
Well, what's the ninny playing at? I warned him.
He's got the beacon with him, sir.
The beacon?
He's trying to reach the surface. Says maybe it'll work up there.
Oh, deep gods, the fool will kill us all.
Reel the line out another three spans, Corris.
Aye, sir.
Steady. Too much will be breaking the surface.
Eumachus, this is Gamadee's. What the chasm are you playing at? Get back to the ship now.
Don't panic, Gamma's old chap. You see, I told you my opposable gravity suit would work. Look, I'm a kite and a string.
You'll get yourself killed and lose the beacon in the process.
Woohoo! I can see the whole reef from up here. Tell you what, though, it's growing faster than we thought. Soon it'll fill the whole bubble.
That beacon's our only hope. Gods know it cost us dear enough.
Yes, it doesn't work, though, does it? Not down there. So let's try it up nearer the surface.
The oxygen in that suit's gone to your head, boy.
Oh, you should see the sky up close.
It's like diving into the maelstrom. Oi, Corris, wake up. Let's have one more span. Commander?
No, reel him in now.
Aye, Commander. Oh, come on, Gammas, don't be such a stump in the mud. Give it a try. Isn't that what heroes do?
Wait, Corris.
Have a bit of faith. Not like we can sacrifice for a fair wind, is it? Not since the rook stole all the goats.
Oh, go on then, try the beacon. Just don't touch the surface, you hear me?
The bubble won't burst. I'm running the beacon now.
Well, is it working? Eumachus?
Ah, not a skin sock. This darn thing's as cold as cheese. You were taken for a ride when you bought that, old chap.
Monster ahoy!
Commander, over there. There's a shadow crawling up the ridge.
I see it.
It's the rook.
That thieving, broken-winged night bird. It'll kill them. Eumachus, it's the rook.
Oh, gods!
We're bringing you in.
Corris, reel Eumachus in. Get him in now.
Fast as I can, sir. Hurry it up, Corris. That monster's closing in.
Luke, the harpoon.
Wrong angle. We'd have to swing the whole ship round.
We can't just stand here. Corris, hurry up!
The rook's getting closer.
Open the doors. I'm going up there.
Not enough time, sir.
Corris, look out!
Corris!
He fell. Corris fell. He knocked him right down the ridge.
Deep gods. Eumachus, hold on. We'll get you down.
Too late, Commander. It's got hold of the line.
The rook's hauling him in.
It's after the beacon.
Not if I can help it. Get away from the line, you monster!
Eumachus, what are you doing?
Cutting the line, Commander.
Don't be a fool!
Fish me down later, Gammas. Just not having the beacon, I'd rather die.
No, Eumachus! No! Eumachus!
He's cut himself free!
Hello down there!
Thank the gods he still lives. Eumachus, you fool! Keep clear of the surface! Don't touch the vortex! Eumachus! God, I can't see, Luca. Where's Eumachus?
He's still there, knocking against the surface of the vortex.
Alive?
Oh, hard to tell.
Hello down there!
Well, that answers that. Where's the rook?
Lost it. It moved away.
Good. What's the idiot doing now? Eumachus, you're drifting! Eumachus!
Not sure he's still with us, sir.
What do you mean, man? He's there. I can see him.
Hello down there!
And hear him.
It's his last moment, sir. Repeating itself. He's dead and dying. Over and over again.
Poor boy. A curse on these rocks and this damned reef. Curse the rook. And curse the damned doctor who brought us here and abandoned us all to our fate!
There was a left here. What's he done with the left?
Doctor?
Second right from the control room, second left, third right, and then first left again.
The quick route to the spare equipment store, yes.
Only there isn't another first left, just a dead wall.
Then we've come the wrong way.
Nyssa, do you think I don't know my own TARDIS?
How long is it since we were here? 5 Earth months? That's a long time.
But it's not right. The ship feels used and the engines sound wrong.
It probably just needs a little fine-tuning, that's all.
And there used to be a rattle in the control mounting whenever we took off. It's been there for years.
Yes, I remember
that.
Well,
now it's gone. And there are other rattles, new rattles, creaks.
Oh, even worse.
Exactly. The whole ship's heaving like a storm-tossed galleon. Can't you hear it?
I think you're exaggerating. Come on, let's get you a cup of tea.
That boy.
Doctor?
Thomas Brewster, the boy who stole my TARDIS.
He borrowed it.
He marooned us. Scattered off on his own, going goodness knows where, doing goodness knows what, though I doubt goodness had much to do with it. It takes a poor lost ghost to bring him back to heel, his tail between his legs.
He's very young.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference.
Tea, Doctor.
If there's any tea left. Hang on, this door.
This one? What about it?
It doesn't belong.
Yes, Doctor.
There shouldn't be a door here, not just here.
Then let's see what's inside.
Don't touch! We don't know where it goes. It could lead inside the powerhouse or directly into the vortex.
Hardly likely, is it?
Better safe than sorry.
Oh, at this rate, we'll be here all day. Stand back.
Nyssa!
The control room? But that's impossible.
Hello. Didn't expect you two strollers back so quick.
We can't be back here. Not from there.
Not unless someone's been messing about with the inner dimensions.
I ain't done nothing. Don't look at me.
Funny that. I don't see anyone else to look at. Maybe he has something more to tell us, eh, Nyssa?
Oi, now, don't you start.
Such as where he's been all the time. He stranded us in a primitive, polluted den of thieving
That's
and
That's my vice. Own you're talking about.
Doctor, Thomas may have left us for 5
Abandoned.
Months.
Abandoned.
Just Brewster, miss.
But in the TARDIS's own relative time stream, he might only have been away for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. A wink of the old peepers.
Not from the accumulation of evidence on offer. So where have you been, and what have you done to my... Is that my shirt you're wearing?
I wondered when you'd notice.
It is. You're wearing my shirt.
I had to wear something. Besides, ain't no lolly trigger. There was a whole cupboard full, all different sizes. Can't all be yours, no, can they?
I'm sure you could spare one.
That's not the point. Not content with hijacking my ship, he helps himself to... Nyssa, where are you going?
I'm going to get you that cup of tea. Talk to Brewster, Doctor, not me.
Nyssa, be careful. The dimensions out there aren't... stable.
So?
All right. So I may have been hasty. Launching out into time and space on your own can be an unnerving experience. Downright terrifying, actually. That doesn't change however long you've travelled.
I'm sorry, Doctor. It is an amazing ship, though. The TARDIS. Your TARDIS.
Yes. I think so, too. Right. First, we're running a full systems fault check to see what the damage is. Now then. Well, that's on. The fault location system's on the blink.
Really?
That shouldn't happen. Let's take a look under here. What? Where's it gone? It's vanished! The fault locator unit. Someone's taken it out. Brewster.
Me? Now hang on a mo.
Doctor, the food machine.
Not now, Nyssa.
But it's gone.
Gone?
Blimey, what was that?
I wouldn't know, Brewster. You tell me.
Can you find me? Look behind me. In the dark before the dawn. Do not leave me. Please retrieve me. I am waiting to be born. Who's there?
My Lady Vioki.
Go away. I'm waiting to be spirited to my new life.
My lady, I come to your ship bearing a message from Commander Gamades.
Oh, not again. You may look in upon me. Careful with the lid, idiot! This bridle urn has served my family for generations.
Forgive me, my lady.
You find it amusing that I live inside a jar?
No, my lady.
What about your tiny brain rattling round your empty skull? That's much funnier. So, what have you brought? A salutation or gifts?
The commander's message. Here.
All right, stand away.
My lady.
Further, further! A lady must breathe. No, don't go, idiot. Wait for my reply.
My Lady Vuyuki, why so coy?
Coy?
We find ourselves, you and I, caught in a net of eternal twilight, thrown together on this god's forsaken rock.
Oh,
it
really?
At us and holds
There's
us
nothing tight. Worse than an amateur poet.
Our ship is sound. We seek to cut her free from the coral that binds us all here. So let our shelter be yours also.
Shelter? Oh, how touching. You! Yes, you!
Huh?
How does this grubby object work? How do I send back my answer? Well, come on! I can't do everything myself!
I can't make out these readings. They don't correlate.
No, none of them do. Right, that should hold.
String? You're trusting yourself to a ball of string?
Bailer twine. Unwound, it should get me as far as the auxiliary junctions. If I tuck the line twice, start hauling me back.
Are you sure that's necessary? The corridors were stable just now.
But they weren't before that.
That's true.
The fact is, we don't know how much damage Brewster's done, do we?
I keep telling you, I ain't done nothing.
Right, Nyssa, open the inner door, would you?
It looks safe enough.
Let's hope so. Remember, two tugs on the line.
Please be careful.
And don't let him touch anything. I'll be back as quick as I can.
Brewster?
Don't you start.
Look, I thought we were friends. The food machine and the fault locator. Is that all that's missing?
How should I know?
Because I think there's a lot else that isn't here anymore. The whole dimensional structure of the TARDIS is destabilised.
Don't ask me. I belong in the gutter with the rest of the slush.
That's silly. I wish you'd tell us where you went.
None of your business.
I'm trying to help. I know the doctor's angry, but if you tell him the truth, he'll understand.
What do you care? Swanning about giving yourself airs like a princess. Well, I'm not a proper lady, see? She owes me a cartload of favours.
Is that someone you've met? Brewster, where have you been?
Hell and back.
Doctor?
Look at the passageway. It's all sliding through itself.
The dimensions are folding in. We've got to get him out of there.
I fear I must decline.
Oh, why must you?
As you say, you are rough voyagers.
Oh.
And a lady of Marabou must maintain her quality. You see, dear Gamades, you would never be more than a servant to me. And of course, I would never desire to demean your standing.
What standing? We're all of us shipwrecked on this accursed rock.
So, I must wait alone for old birth to take me and lament how you can never be part of my newborn life. There! Finished. How do I switch this thing on?
What spirit she has. No, my lady. Such determination. determined grace only fans the flames of my ardor. And one day soon, we shall be as one.
Nessa! Help me!
Brewster, help me pull him back!
I am. I can't see nothing down there. It's black as pitch.
Doctor, hold on!
Nessa!
His hand! Oh, it's freezing cold! I couldn't hold him. He's gone, Brewster. The doctor's gone.
Not if I can help it, he ain't.
No, Brewster, don't.
It's freezing. I can only feel my fin. Oh, come on, Doctor, grab my hand.
Thomas, come away, you'll die.
I can't let him go, not like this. It ain't right. I've got him. I've got him.
Pull. Keep pulling. Doctor, you're safe.
Just about. Brewster? Was that you who pulled me clear?
Both of us. Nissa and me.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I couldn't reach the junctions. I seem to be covered in ice.
Here, put your coat on. Brewster, rub that arm or you'll get frostbite.
Yes, miss.
And I think we'd better shut this.
Oh, the relative structure of the TARDIS is in flux. It's all breaking down. We can't leave the control room.
There's still the doors to the outside.
Not while we're in flight. But we could try the conceptual geometer. It maps out the TARDIS's interior. If we could access that...
My first thought, too. But wouldn't you know it, the geometer's not registering either. Where is it, Brewster? Still in the ship, or did you sell it off for cheap gin and a pie?
Doctor, stop hectoring him. It isn't helping.
Perhaps not, but it makes me feel better. Now, if I can just find out where the TARDIS has been, maybe our only chance. Well, there's a miracle. The memory bank's still intact.
What's he doing?
Getting worried now, are you?
The doctor's checking the TARDIS's recent flights.
And destinations.
It's private. I don't go checking up on you.
Right then, back journey number one.
Don't go there, Doctor.
Go where? These coordinates don't even add up.
Just don't, that's all.
There's no spatial or temporal location.
Exactly, they don't exist. But if the TARDIS has been before, she'll remember.
She's barely holding together.
Doctor, I'm begging you, please.
Let's go!
Lucor, what's that racket?
Not sure, Commander. It suddenly started up. I'm trying to pinpoint its source.
It's the beacon. It must be. Where's your Macca's?
His orbit's due round any moment. Horizon at dawn point.
Mm.
And up he rises. You could run a clock off him.
Hello, down there!
If only we could reach him.
I told you, it's the beacon. It's working at last, and you thought it was a bad trade. 20 goldoons for the first man to sight rescue.
There's a proper swell getting up on the surface.
Future and past in ferment. Deep gods, I need a gale of fresh time blowing in my face.
Looks like it's building up into a real time storm. Heavy weather ahead, lads. Everyone below decks. Ready to batten the foreshields.
Maybe it'll blow the rook away.
Something's coming through.
It's him. He's coming back. It's the Doctor.
Systems under stress. Imminent structural collapse. What's that noise?
A distress signal. I don't believe it. It's another TARDIS.
Another TARDIS?
Brewster, perhaps you can shed some light.
I don't know what you mean.
Doctor, the inner wall's rupturing. It won't hold.
I know that signal. It's not another TARDIS. It's this one. That's the alarm on the missing conceptual geometer. It's calling to us.
It can't be. Unless it's Wreckers drawing us in.
Home in on that signal manually. If we last that long.
Too late. We're on collision course.
The walls.
Hang on tight. Out, both of you.
The interior's collapsing.
Get clear.
What happened?
It's gone.
Gone? What do you mean, gone?
The whole internal structure of the TARDIS just imploded.
But there must be some way to recover it.
You saw for yourself.
The interior dimensions compacted. They crushed down to a single knot. A nothing. My TARDIS is dead.
It can't be. I mean, surely we can do something.
We can't. It's over.
But...
Brewster, I think the Doctor would like to be on his own for a few moments. Over here.
Is he all right?
He's in shock. The TARDIS was his home for a long, long time. He's lost an old friend.
I can see that. But look, we can't stay here.
It doesn't look terribly welcoming, does it? It's so airless and barren, like the surface of an asteroid. You've been here before, haven't you? What happened? Why are you so scared?
I'm not. Oh, you wouldn't understand.
Well, if you won't talk to me, at least speak to the Doctor.
An excellent suggestion, Nyssa. I'd be most interested in what Master Brewster has to say, if he has a mind to speak, that is.
I don't know.
Maybe it's better if I'm not here.
Don't wander too far.
I won't.
Now then, Brewster, what about this place?
Dunno. You can see, can't you? It's a rock, no sun, no stars. Sort of place the beak send you when you get transported.
It might as well be. Do you know what this rock is, Brewster? It's a reef of space coral, stuck in a bubble of existence where nothing can exist. But how it got here, I couldn't say. And those lights up there are the energetic patterns of the time vortex outside playing across the surface of the bubble. Like being underwater, isn't it?
Never was much cop at swimming.
But it's not deserted, is it? You see? Shards of pottery, scattered all over. Not old, either, from the patterns, I'd say. Eumian, possibly Maraboon, one of the late dynasties.
I told you, I don't know nothing.
Hello down there!
What's that?
Up there, by the surface. A man in a spacesuit, he's waving. Some friend of yours, perhaps. Hello up there!
Don't do that.
Why not? Scared of attracting trouble.
Doctor, is that you?
Too late.
Who are these people? Someone I should know.
Hawkman! Well, well. Who is your friend, Doctor? Another liar?
Scarce it. Run!
Oh, no, you don't, lad! Not that way. Well, Doctor, we thought you'd abandoned us. But no one ever escapes this place, eh? Not even you. What shall we do with him, eh, lad? Stake him out on the rocks and leave him for the night-winged rook to feed on?
The rook?
Hello? Is anyone there? My name is Nyssa. I mean you no harm.
Nyssa. I smell your fear.
Who are you?
I was the Rook.
You were the Rook. So who are you now?
I am the Hunter. And there is no escape.
So who are you now?
I am the Hunter. And there is no escape.
You're the last person we expected, Doctor.
I'm sorry, have we met before?
Pin it, Blondie. Commander Gamadees was talking to the Doctor.
The Doctor?
Mr. G! How'd you do again?
You lied, Doctor. You tricked us.
Lied? Me?
Ah, the Doctor. Yes, of course.
I said... pin it!
Absolutely. You speak to the Doctor. He's the expert.
We trusted you, Doctor. So you traded us damaged goods and deserted us.
Come on, Mr. G. Would I do that to you?
You lured my ship to this rock and stranded us.
Stranded? Never. I went away for a bit, that's all. I was always coming back.
Well done, Brewster. Welcome to your world.
Open up your TARDIS.
What?
We're commandeering it. I know there's cabin space inside for all my crew.
Now, let's not be too hasty, eh?
Open it up!
Oh, come on, Mr. G, look. I know he and his friend is two inkle weavers, but I wasn't just going to leave
you. You weren't, eh?
Of course not. In fact, I brung you some help. That's why I went off to fetch.
Help? This one?
Blondie here. He's the one in charge. He's the one who knows it all. If I were you, I'd talk to him.
Come back, Doctor, you little...
Rooster, come back!
You men, get after the Doctor. Well, go on. Get on with it.
The men won't go, sir. Not down the gully. That's where the rook lives.
Look, what is this rook? Some sort of indigenous species?
A damned carrion bird. It preys on us all.
None of my crew goes down there. Too dangerous.
I have a friend down there. I need to make sure she's safe.
You're going nowhere!
The rook is the Doctor's problem now. So he brought you as help, did he? You must have a key to his box of tricks.
Only the Doctor has a key. I'm afraid he seldom gives it to companions.
Well, doesn't trust you either, eh? Luca, put a man on guard here.
Sir.
And bring our new friend back to the Gamma.
There is no escape.
What do you want?
Your fear grows. Be afraid in your dark.
I'm not afraid.
Fetch the beacon.
Let go of me.
The beacon. It sings this place alive. Sings the blinding dark.
The blinding dark? Can't you see me then?
In my mind, as I crawl, I read your fear.
I understand. You're blind. I'm very sorry for you, but...
This place, its symmetry, dark beguiling. Out of endless light, I flew into its trap. Hard, heavy, crushing. Let us claw it apart!
My arm, you're hurting me!
No more song! No more beacon song! Too many will die!
I don't know where the beacon is!
Find the commander. It lies with him.
I don't know who he is either.
The goats know what is coming. They were born to the sacrifice.
I'll find the commander if I can. I promise.
Find the beacon, Nyssa! Or the dark crushes us all.
Suspend the clearance rope, men.
The hull won't keep itself free, Coral.
Really? How fast does it grow?
The Doctor's brought us his TARDIS, Lucor. We'll soon be away from here. An extra round of grub for the crew. We're going home!
Hey. You're not abandoning the Gamma, sir.
We'll salvage what we can. Well, come on, damn you! Cheer! Our curse is ended. The gods are happy again.
Hey! Your crew don't seem convinced, and you still haven't found the Doctor. Look, my friend Nyssa's out there. I really think...
If you don't pin it, Blondie, I'll chop your tongue out to bung the holes in my sandals. You're going in the hold for safekeeping.
Lucor, remember a hero's laws. He's my guest and comes with me.
Thank you, Commander.
Besides, we need to find the Doctor and this Nyssa. They're your friends, aren't they? They won't go without you. Come.
That's if the rook don't find them first.
My lady? Lady V, it's me. You still in there? Not at home then. Still got your jewels though, so you can't be far.
Please, help yourself.
Lady Vioki, I'm back, Mum.
Oh, Dr. Brewster, it's you.
Didn't think I'd desert you, did you? I'm the bad farthing, always turning up.
But it takes such a long time from one always to the next. How much longer must I endure this place?
Did you miss me?
I've had more attentive callers.
With presents, like the ones I brought you.
What have you brought this time?
Well, not so much as it happens. Fact is, I'm stony just now, cleared out, pockets to let.
You've brought me nothing?
I'll bring you something soon, I swear. You still got your jewels, though, and the food.
Oh, it makes the endless days of my after-death bearable. I sit in my bridal urn, chew on a dry bar of pauper's scrapings, and contemplate my next life.
I thought my life was over too. But it ain't, not yet. There's ways back to the world, Mum.
There's only one way. We're all dead here, Dr. Brewster. Each condemned to our particular torments. All waiting to be reborn.
What's that? Someone's coming.
The rook! Help me, Doctor! Secure my lid!
Don't you fret, Mom. I'm here. I'll soon see him off. I hope.
Here's my cabin. Find a place where you can.
Thank you, Commander. Very cozy. Is this a picture of your family?
My sons, and if I'm not home soon, they'll be as old as I am.
One of the perils of time travel.
No matter. Let's salute our imminent departure from this rock.
I think a celebration may be a bit premature.
You know, I've nothing against you, Blondie. Not yet. But I don't like the company you keep. Once we find the Doctor, we'll open up his TARDIS and be away.
And abandon your magnificent ship. These Calamirian galleys are famous, you know. You were the classical pioneers of transtemporal voyaging.
Oh, I don't give up the Gamma lightly. We're heroes, seeking adventure across the ages, returning from the sack of Shamanzi and the wineskin cloud. Oh, that was a campaign, I can tell you. I've press reports somewhere. I slew the blood-pocked Hippodile of Yoth in hand-to-tooth combat. It was terrific. And when we left, the ship was heavy with booty. But as we slid between the shoals of time, we heard a cry for help.
Let me guess, a beacon.
There's always the danger of sirens. But it might have been some wretched mariner cast adrift in eternity. So we altered course, following the call, and before we knew it, we were aground, wrecked on this uncharted reef.
This equipment here, it's a temporal navigation unit. Where exactly did you get it?
Oh, I traded it with your friend, the Doctor. He was here on the reef already, touting for business with his TARDIS set out like a market stall.
He sold you stuff from the TARDIS?
Mm.
How much did he charge?
Plenty. Cost us a large chunk of our treasure trove.
Indeed.
And I'm damned if any of it worked.
This bit won't. Outside its home, it's about a system compatible as a biscuit in a waterfall. What else did he sell you? A fault locator?
A useless object.
A food machine?
Food? Now, that we could have done with. Oh, plenty of other stuff, though. That beacon, the one that lured us here in the first place, he said it might attract rescue.
Ah.
And then he saw his chance. Off he went, and we were stranded.
But it worked. Here we are. Except the beacon isn't a beacon.
What do you mean?
It's the conceptual geometer from my TARDIS. Your so-called beacon is its alarm.
Your TARDIS? It's yours.
All this equipment is mine, Commander, and I want it back.
Tough. It was paid for.
You'll get a full refund and apology. Now, where's the geometer?
The beacon? It's not here. It's out of reach.
Commander, I thought my ship was dead, but with the geometer, it might still be rescuable.
Oh, that Doctor, eh? He's tricked you, too.
I think this has gone far enough.
Where are you off to?
How big is this reef?
Well, it's not big, but still growing.
Then I'm going for a walk. You can come, too. The exercise will do you good.
Hello? Anyone there?
Nissa, it's you.
Oh, Brewster.
Keep the door shut. I'm glad it's you. This place ain't safe. It gives me the jiggers.
I thought you were with the Doctor.
Oh, I was. He sent me to find you.
Then what are you doing in here?
What are you doing with a flock of goats, eh? Got a new job as a shepherdess?
They were showing me the way.
The goats?
I'm looking for the Commander. Do you know him?
No. Why? Who have you been talking to?
Listen, Brewster, it's important. Is this the Commander's ship?
How should I know?
Well, it's broken, so it must have crashed. I wonder what all these big jars are for.
I wouldn't touch them if I were you.
Oh!
And who is this?
My Lady Vyoki. May I introduce...
Not introduce? How vulgar. Present her to me.
My name is Nissa of Traken. And you are?
Nissa. May I present my Lady Vyoki?
I'm far from yours, Dr. Brewster.
Doctor? Oh, this is the lady you told me so much about.
Did he? What did he say?
Me? I didn't say nothing.
He said how real you were. A real lady.
Oh.
But he's easily impressed. And all your jewellery. Is that real too? You must be very cramped living in that jar.
Is this your gift, Brewster? A slave to serve me in my confinement until Old Birth comes to lead me to my new life.
Old Birth? Who's that?
Quiet! In my old life, we fed new slaves on mud so they knew their place. And they didn't speak out of turn.
Brewster, please explain to that lady that I am no servant of hers.
What?
The truth is, ma'am, Nissa's not a skivvy. She's a friend of mine.
Ah, yes. I could tell. You make such a charming match.
The rook!
It must be following me.
And you brought it here? You led that misshapen fiend to my inviolable sanctuary. Curse you, you worm! The rook will kill us all!
When I was newborn, they took me to the Oracle of Kalimera. She sat deep in the smoky belly of the world and foretold my death in glorious battle. My first toy was a sword, and all through school and training, they said I'd be a mighty hero. But I'll never meet my great doom now. At the burning of the Sable Empire, a wounded Sphinx came prowling through the field of dead, the way they do. She found me where I lay bleeding and cursed me to eternal life. Do you think there's a worse fate for a hero? I was trained to die in combat, not live forever. I'm pinned like an insect between the beating wings of prophecy and curse, and they will tear me apart.
In my experience, Commander, fortune tellers, even sphinxes, only ever say half of what they mean. Here, lean on me.
Thanks. So, we were trapped outside time in a bubble of endless now. The gods, they love to mock us, don't they? But with your TARDIS, we've hope again.
I told you, we need the geometer back first.
You know, we've not sacrificed since the rook stole our goats.
It stole them. So it's rational, not just a wild beast loose on the reef.
That's 130 days now. I already owe 12 goats on the tally. Or they're equal. God, no wonder the gods are cross.
I don't hold with blood sacrifices. Come on, careful, sit down here.
Well, my dear chap, how in deep heaven do you get anything done?
I managed up until now.
I have dependents.
Yes, of course, your son's at home.
My sons, my crew, and one other. Look, there, see? Between the ridges. That's where she dwells.
The wreck of a spaceship. How many survivors?
Just one. A lonely lady. Cool as pearl, fiery as the sky, my Lady Vuyuki of Marabou.
Grand Marabou? How did she get here? Her dynasty rules the stars at the far end of time to yours.
She dazzles the reef like a comet with her beauty. I vowed to rescue her from this damnable prison.
I wish you hadn't done that.
Come, there's the Doctor's TARDIS.
My TARDIS.
Oh, if you say so. And over the next crest is the Gamma.
So we've walked for an hour in a straight line right round the circumference of the reef, and we're back where we started.
The rook. It's hunting again. It's always hunting.
It's just outside.
What are you doing? Nissa!
I'm going to talk to it.
No!
You'll speak to that monster!
Why not? It has feelings too.
Hate, anger...
It can't see. It's lost and confused.
Oh, poor thing. Yes, perhaps you should go out to it.
No, Lisa. I won't let you. It ain't safe.
But she wants to.
No.
Oh, I'm surrounded by heroes.
Brewster, let me go. I promised I'd help the rook.
It knows we're here.
It knows she's here. It followed her trail.
Well, it's not going to get her. Come on, Mum. There must be another way out.
There is. Through here. This leads to the hold, which has a loading port. From there, just follow the gully upwards. If the rocks haven't overgrown it, it leads towards the Gamma.
The what?
Tell you later. Now get through there, please.
Oh, very well.
What about you, Mum?
I've dealt with the rook before. It won't have forgotten. Now go.
But Mum...
Leave me! Out! Out! And don't hurry back. And now for you. Hello, monster. Oh, she's gone, your friend. How she laughed at you. Called you a misshapen fiend, you poor thing. But if you hurry, you'll soon catch her. I've sent her out the back to where your nest is. There's no escape for you now, Nissa of Trachan.
I don't understand. I told Luke all to leave a guard on this TARDIS of yours.
Maybe he didn't want to stand in one place for too long. Look at this. The coral's already growing up the sides.
Well, one day the reef will fill the whole bubble.
I don't doubt it.
Still no sign of the Doctor, either. You're his friend. Where is he?
Commander... There's something I should have told you.
About what?
About this place and me. The fact is...
Hello, down there!
Here he is, right on time.
Who is that?
His name was Eumachus. Every galley has apprentice hero.
A trainee scheme?
Well, the little fool was trying to get that beacon the doctor sold us to work.
I told you, it's not a beacon. It's a conceptual geometer.
And then the rook attacked, and Eumachus cut his own line, touched the surface of the bubble, and got pinned to the sky, poor lad. That's where your geometer thingy is, up there, way out of reach.
Commander!
You said you didn't have a key.
I said only the doctor has a key, which is true most of the time. Go on, take a look. This was my TARDIS and my home.
It's dark. It's like a void. It was all space and lights before.
It's dead. Or as good as. It has no dimensional structure. Not until I get that geometer back. I'm the doctor, Commander. Me, not Brewster.
You?
Brewster's just a little mudlark with a knack for trouble. He made a fool of me. He stole my TARDIS and caused all this inconvenience for you. This reality bubble we're trapped in, it's generated by the conceptual geometer Brewster sold you. The geometer we can't reach. Time and space are all churned up here. It takes just one stray polyp of space coral on the TARDIS shell, and you've soon got a whole reef to wreck ships and strand innocent lives.
So, it's your fault?
That's right. It's my negligence that's trapped us all.
Brewster, stop. This can't be right.
Lady V said to follow the gully.
But it doesn't lead anywhere. It's a dead end.
She said the rocks might have tangled over. And look, one load of tangled over rocks.
It looks more like a nest to me. Brewster, this isn't right. And she knew it wasn't. Something's coming.
It's only the goats. I expect they followed us.
The rook. I'll speak to it.
No, get down. Hide yourself before we're scrubbed.
Quiet, children. I hear you, Nyssa. I smell you. You who betrayed me.
My Lady Goyoki, are you there?
Oh, it's you, Commander. Do you ever take no for an answer?
But I brought you something.
Yes.
A visitor.
Well, it's one caller after another today. You'd best come in.
Thank you. My lady, this is the doctor.
Another doctor? Oh!
Lady Vuyuki, how do you do?
Is it over? Is my wait over at last?
Well, I...
Oh, Lord Spirit, forgive me. You may cloak yourself in mortal guise to shield me from your glory, but I know you. I've spent every solitudinous moment in contemplating my past sins. I'm washed pure of my old life and ready to be led to my new one.
Actually, I was looking for two friends of mine.
But you are he. You must be. He who leads the unborn rejoicing to their new lives. The all-knowing spirit whom we call Old Birth.
I think you're mistaking me for someone else. About my friends.
Friends? Oh, you mean that other brat doctor and his drab little drudge?
Brewster and Nyssa.
Oh, I think they passed through. I was at my devotions at the time.
My lady, those jewels you're wearing...
They're mine.
They were mine first. Booty from the sack of the Sable Empire. How did you come by them?
They were a gift. People like to give me things. I'm appreciated.
It was that wretched boy, wasn't it?
Yes, Brewster's at that sort of age, I'm afraid.
What else have you got in here?
Leave that! My bridal urn cannot be defiled.
Bridal? Looks more like a jar you'd be buried in. These hieroglyphs are very interesting.
Leave it alone!
Fascinating. Does this represent your son?
I said leave it!
My lady.
What?
How the dark jewels match your eyes. You are in. Intoxicating.
Oh.
No, don't laugh. My offer of shelter still stands. How can you live alone? No company, no food.
Oh, go away. Go on, go. And take him with you. I have my prayers to say.
What about my friends?
Tedious in the extreme. I dismissed them. They were trying to hide here from the Rook.
You threw them out? Well, where are they now?
You are here. But where is here? Children, where are they?
Don't move. You ain't got eyes.
I promised.
Your thoughts betray you, Nyssa of Traken. Here you are.
It's no betrayal. I had no time.
Time crushes us all.
Get away from them.
Brewster!
The beacon must not sing.
Please, leave my friends alone.
Doctor!
Nyssa, I'm relieved to see you. Brewster, are you all right?
Fine, just winded.
Good. And you're the Rook, I presume. I'm the Doctor.
It's trapped and alone. It doesn't belong here. In fact, I don't think it belongs in this dimension.
A paradimensional being, you mean? That would explain a great deal. Listen, I understand why you're scared. We're all trapped here, but I'll help you if I can.
More promises.
Where do you come from?
Not here. An eternal evenness for flying free. We never touch the ground.
I'm sorry. Our dimensions must bind you cruelly.
They beguile and crush.
Trust me. I'll get you away. I give you my word.
Get down, all of you! Now!
Come on, lads!
Ahoy!
That's got it! Right in the snare! Well done, lad.
Commander, what are you doing?
Draw the net in!
Let it go!
Watch that line, steady!
At last! What a prize!
Tighten it up there!
Let the Rook go!
Brewster, Diades, round up the goats, back to the ship!
It's a living creature! Set it free now!
Oh, stop moaning, Doctor. It's all your fault in the first place. Come on now, let's cheer up the old gods with a sacrifice to remember. Back to the ship!
No, Commander, I won't let that happen.
Like hell you won't.
Doctor!
Hey.
And no lip from you two either. Tonight the gods get drunk on blood, and tomorrow we're going home.
Not joining the party, Blondie. Goat meat too strong for you.
I would if I wasn't chained to the mast, Lucor. Call off the sacrifices. The gods don't care about spilt blood.
The gods suit themselves, as long as I don't lose my ship.
You won't. Only fools lose their ships. Let the Rook go. Let's get the beacon back.
Not a chance. The lad's got it. You muck us. How about a surface out of reach?
What about your harpoon?
What? This little beauty? No, I ain't gonna skewer him.
You gotta attach a net, like the one you used on the Rook.
I tried that already. It didn't stick. Let him float in peace, poor lad. Round and round. At least he never stopped laughing.
Of course. Sorry to bother you. Enjoy your party. Brewster, did you get it?
Easy. He's too soused to notice a dipper. Here, one key for the harpoon and one for your chains. Hold still.
Thank you. Now let's prime the harpoon. Insert the key.
Like this?
Perfect. Good. It's auto-loading. Set to stun. I think that should knock the geometer out of Eumachus's grasp. Now, where's our orbiting apprentice gone?
Doctor?
Not now, Nyssa.
What's happening? You're not trying to get the geometer back?
And solve everything in one giant leap. Yes, I'm afraid so. It's an unfortunate habit I have.
But the Rook begged us not to activate the alarm.
There he is.
Hello, down there!
No! It pleaded. There'll be more trouble.
Hey, what's all the fuss?
The whole reef may collapse, but if we can get the geometer back inside the TARDIS... Ah, got him right in my sights.
Commander! The Doctor! He's loose!
What?
Doctor, no!
Sorry, Nyssa! Oh, missed! So close.
What are you playing at? Disturbing the boy?
The beacon.
The bolt must have reactivated it.
Look at the sky. There's a storm coming.
Batten the force shields. Storm warning.
Aye, aye, Commander.
Rooks.
Hundreds of them.
Monsters ahoy.
We'll be overrun.
Oh, Rookie. Falling from the sky like rain. They're beaching themselves.
You idiot. You've led them here. And now they're going to kill us all.
Thank you.
overrun.
A whole rookery, falling from the sky like rain. They're beaching
themselves. You idiot, you've led them here. And now they're going to kill us all.
All crew maintain defense positions, ready to repel boarders.
They're surrounding the ship.
Filthy crawling things, what do they want?
They're blind, Commander, and in pain.
They're drawn to the geometer like moths to a flame. Our dimensions are too heavy, they crumple up like umbrellas in a gale.
And they want their friend back.
Easy targets, Commander. We can pick them off with a harpoon, one by slivering one.
No!
Who's giving the orders round here? Proceed, Captain.
Nissa's right, Gamades. The blast will destabilise the reef.
The rooks are innocent.
Of course they are, miss. About as innocent as your two doctors.
Look at the rooks. What are they doing?
Something scared them. They're opening up like the Red Sea.
Old bird! Old bird, I come to you!
Blimey! It's her, it's Fiocchi.
Luca, open the doors.
She's walking straight through them.
Are you crazy?
Open the doors, it's my lady. She's coming to us. Oh, she is fearless.
They're terrified, more like. They can't get out of our way fast enough.
I must welcome her aboard.
Open up! The Lady Fiocchi demands it.
Captain Luca, don't open those doors.
You think it's a trap?
What's she want with the likes of us? We're way below her.
Everybody's below her.
She talked to me.
Only because she thought you were me. Keep them shut, Luca.
It's Gamades. Get these damn doors open.
No! Talk to her first. Why is she here?
Luca! Oh,
sorry, Doctor. You don't have to live with him. Disengaging locks, Commander.
About time, too.
Nissa, Brewster, go down to the hold and try to free the rook.
What about you?
I have my respects to pay.
My lady, come inside, away from the rooks. Hurry, my lady, we're under siege.
Is he here?
You mean the rook we caught?
Why would I care about the rook? I meant him, old Berth himself.
They're moving. Please, come in now.
He cloaks his immortal shape, but I know it's a test.
Commander, I really don't think it's wise.
I knew he was here. Now I shall enter.
At last. Luke Hawk, close the doors. Welcome aboard the Gamma. It took such courage to reach us. My own cabin is yours. My crew will, of course, endeavour to ensure...
Somebody bring my bags.
Look! It's a tremor! Hold tight, all of you!
Sounds like the whole reef's breaking up.
Not yet, but the dimensional bubble can't be sustained forever. And if the coral goes on growing... Why are you staring?
Old spirit! I have found you again.
Not so much of the old, thank you. Look, I don't know who you think I am.
It was the final trial, wasn't it? To seek you out, the messenger of birth... I have renounced my home and walked through the forces of darkness to reach you.
To reach him?
Old one, I am ready to be led to my new life.
That's as may be, but I'm not your messenger of birth, and as far as I can see, you are still very much alive.
No, no, I'm not.
Please, talk to your host. He's alive, too. Despite the siege and the tremors, he's champing at the bit to talk to you. I have better things to do.
Funny. There's no one on guard down here.
Suppose they're all on deck. Arming for the battle.
There must be a light. Ah. Oh. Oh.
Blimey. Oh. It's a proper charnel house. Like one of them penny bloods, ain't it? String of pearls, mother's favourite bedtime story.
So that's what became of the goats. All sacrificed to the gods. These people are meant to be civilised. What's that?
Let's just move some of these billies aside. There he is. All dressed up like a Christmas goose. Looks like the commander's going to make a big show of him.
We must cut him down. Help me, Brewster.
All right. These nets are spun metal. We'll never cut through them.
So... this world ends.
We'll get you out of here. Don't worry.
Tell the doctor. Time, measured in the beating of so many hearts, lies spilling on the floor.
Well, Luca, what news?
The rooks are moving, sir. Crawling closer.
Look at them. 100 more victims lining up for sacrifice.
Your world keeps shrinking, doesn't it, Commander?
Save us, that doctor again.
Soon it'll be a sea of blood and the gods still won't be impressed. Don't mind me.
Any moment now, those rooks will surge over my ship. So let's have one decent battle to finish this for good.
Can't be soon enough.
Come on, come on!
What are you doing, man?
I'm collecting items from my dead TARDIS.
If it gives you comfort.
The fault locator was in the hold. Bit scratched, but never mind. And under here, if I can just... Yeah! Ah, gotcha. Yes, that's the power lens unit. Of course, we already know about the inaccessibility of my conceptual geometer.
Deep gods, save us from the pedant.
Mr. Plaster, did you ask my lady to join us for one last meal?
She refused, sir. Says she has food of her own.
Does she indeed? That might explain what happened to the food machine.
Commander, the rooks. They've gone quiet again.
Brewster, hurry up! I think the ship's starting to move.
Someone's crying. In here.
Get out! Leave me alone!
Fuyoki!
Lady V, what's the matter? Who's upset you?
That man. That doctor. He says I'm not dead. But I am.
Where's that doctor gone?
Never mind him, Luca. Remember, men. All of you. Every death is an offering. You or them. And every stand may be your last, so make it count. You're the best crew a hero could have. 50 galdoons to the man who sacrifices the most.
Toasters on the prow!
This is it. Men, we're at war! Lower the force shields, Captain. Let them in!
Starting. A real-life battle.
Don't you want to know how I died?
Yes, yes we do. Please go on.
Each year, at the dead of harvest, a tribute flies in thanks to Marabou, our son. May he never go dark. I was his chosen bride, packed in my bridal urn on a ceremonial starship with 50 jars of grain.
You mean you was a sacrifice?
No better than the commander's goats.
I missed the festivities held in my honor. They'd put me in my jar by then. And then the ship blasted off to my marriage. But it never happened. There was some sort of storm, and I crashed here. Dead among the dead people.
I'm sorry for your suffering.
Beset by torments and monsters. Waiting most devoutly for the messenger of birth to lead me from the after-death to my next life. And in all that time, the only one to show me kindliness was this beardless boy.
Me?
You, with your blessed food machine. How could I live in a dead way without you?
How very generous.
Doctor?
I underestimated your compassionate streak, Brewster. How much did you charge her?
I didn't. I gave her the food machine. She needed help.
And the jewels? Your profit on my sold-off property? No doubt she needed them as well.
I did, yes.
Harpoons. Gamedes is a fool. He'll never defeat the rook that way.
Doctor, we can't stay here.
True. Anyway, Brewster, what about Nyssa? Maybe she'd have liked some jewelry, too.
Well, actually,
but we weren't there, were we? You'd hopped the twig, hadn't you? You were busy selling off bits of my TARDIS at your local car boot sale.
I know, all right. It's my fault, but leave the lady alone, right? She's not to blame.
Are you sure of that?
Yes, I am.
Good. Good. That's better. Well, now we've cleared the air, we'd better save the rook.
Before both sides wipe each other out.
Exactly. Come on!
Marmaya.
Go on! Go yapping after your master.
He's not my master.
Then stay. I'm sure I'll think of some tasks for you.
That's not a bad battle. I'd almost forgotten the smell of the fight.
It's been far too long.
Look out!
Ah, our brother, where is he?
Out of your reach, his neck's bared for the knife.
Ah, set him free!
They're pulling back! Cowards!
It's a rout! Put up the force shields, Luke, or we need a break.
Steady! We're moving!
The whole reef's cracking round us. We can try and pull free.
Engine room, Mr. Fighton, get the furnaces up to full burn now!
Aye, you come.
Mm,
How's that, Mom?
Oh, good, Brewster. Oh, you have a way with feet.
You've got to take care of your plates.
Oh!
Oh, sorry, did I,
There! At the portal! Melody, protect me!
Get out of here! Get out! Go on, get out!
Stand aside, Ray!
Never leave the windows unshuttered.
Sorry, I didn't realize.
It's dead, my lady.
The darkness pursues me.
Just a rook.
Oh, a monster!
But you walked through ranks of them before.
So brave you were.
Oh, even in my death, the darkness follows.
Death? What are you saying, you silly woman? You're not dead.
Yes, I am.
No, you have a heart, don't you? What's that? Beating so fast in your breast. You see? There now. I'll protect you, my lady. And soon, God's willing, we'll be away from here. You don't need a messenger of birth. Oh, no. I'm where your new life begins.
My hero.
I'll go and find the doctor.
It's all right, my friend. We'll get you out of here. You'd need a diamond laser to cut through these nets, and somehow I don't see Commander Gamadi's lending us one.
Oh, I don't know. He might surprise you. My people saw goodness in everything.
Most edifying.
It just needs tending and bringing on like a seedling.
Even Lady Fuyuki. Oh,
I like a challenge.
Oh, where's Brewster? He's good at opening things.
We fear Fuyuki. Ah, pure was dark. Touch her never.
Well, sometimes even I find being reasonable a bit wearisome.
Surely not. The control lines go up through the ceiling. On deck, probably.
What happens when you're free?
Ah, then we fly unbound. Turning high in the radiance. Back to the everness. Beyond choking passages of time. Up, down, far, near. Thoughts are colours thriving in the endless air.
Pan-dimensional places I'll never go to, I'm afraid.
How can you stay in this butcher's shop?
Ah, Brewster, there you are at last. Any thoughts on this mesh?
Those are power cells engaging. They must be trying the engines.
Idiots. They'll tear the reef apart. Brewster, mind the door. It's not got a handle on this side.
Sorry.
We're trapped.
It comes again.
Another tremor. Hold on!
More power, Mr. Fighton! We'll shake him off the hull.
Not enough drive, Captain. We should power down.
Keep it going.
We'll tear apart.
That's it. We'll never break free.
Never thought I'd hear you surrender, Lucor.
Oh, come on.
Where's the hero who sliced through the mob of gug truckers at Gagur and split their five-eyed king in three?
I'm an old campaigner. Sometimes I want my home and pension.
Rubbish! You'll outlast me. Fighting, how long before we try again?
Give it 10 beats, Commander. I need to patch this up first.
Right, Lucor, order all hands above and bring up our pet rook. Let's give the gods what they want. A sacrifice!
Claw a way in. Save our brother from the dark. There is no way. We've come too far. The end approaches. The end looms above him. Above us all. It poises to strike. No! No!
No!
No!
No!
The sky is crushing in. Rescue him.
Sky and ground will meet. They'll crush us all.
No escape from above.
No escape.
No escape.
No good. The door's jammed good and proper.
There must be another way out.
If the ship breaks free, we'll never reach the TARDIS again.
What's the point? You said the TARDIS was dead.
It is.
Unless we reach the geometer.
So it isn't?
Above.
Above? Yes?
Above.
The hatchway up there. We'll never reach it.
It will come to us.
What's happening?
The hatch is coming down.
No. The floor's going up.
The hatch! It's opening!
And up he rises. Impressive, is it not, my lady?
Is this the ceremony?
Well, at present, the formal embellishments of the ritual are beyond us. We have to make do.
I'm sure your gods will understand.
Your gods now, too.
What fun!
Commander!
Oh, it's him.
Stop this travesty!
Doctor, the sky! It's coming closer!
The dimensional field must be at its limit. The geometer can't sustain it much longer.
And then the reef collapses?
No! Oh, can't those rocks out there be quiet? They make my head pound. Quiet! Quiet!
Stand back, Doctor. We've a sacrifice to make.
The rook's done you no harm.
It steals. It killed one of my crew.
Accidents, I'm sure. It's lost and confused.
The gods demand a sacrifice.
But a true sacrifice means giving up something you depend on, not the murder of a bystander. Here, this is the energy lens from my TARDIS. It'll focus the power in your neutron engines. That should get your ship away.
It never worked before.
Did you even know what it was? Fitted at a resonance level of 8,000 cycles. It's auto-compatible.
Lucor?
It could work, Commander. Maybe.
Then take it. On trust.
Right.
Doctor, don't you need that for the TARDIS?
What's more important, my ship or the Rook? Commander, please release him now.
The gods still need an offering.
How should I know? I'm just telling you what he told me. He said to fit it at a resonance level of 8,000 cycles.
And this bitty thing will do the trick.
Just try it, Byton. The way I'd left to lose.
Blimey, that was quick.
Let the Rook go, Commander, please.
I've sworn to lead my Lady Vuyoki here to a new life. The sacrifice will bless our union.
Our destinies are entwined.
My sons need a new mother, Doctor.
Not her, surely. Can't you read? Didn't you see the inscription on her funeral urn?
Bridal urn? Pay no attention, my love.
Weren't they hieroglyphs?
Oh, yes. Roughly translated, they read, Marabou, great star.
Be silent!
Take into your fiery heart this lost soul by whose murderous hand 2,000 slaves met their deaths. Cleanser of the wickedness for which we on this world have no remedy.
But, I mean, she said she was the bride of the sun.
She lied, Thomas.
Of course I lied! They were laughing at me, those giggling hyenas. I tripped and fell on the palace steps, and how they all laughed. But I made them pay.
There, there, my love. They were only slaves.
Aren't you all?
How you two deserve each other. Time we were going.
Permit me to offer you free passage.
Stay with you. I'd rather go back to my dead TARDIS. But before I do, let the Rook go.
Don't blame me. It's the gods who want the sacrifice. And when it's done, we're going home. There's nothing else to keep us here.
Hello down there!
Oh, the dead boy. How he returns to haunt us.
And still clutching my geometry.
Wait, Doctor. How does this thing work?
Hand me that controller, you thief. At once.
Sorry, mate. If you ain't gonna release the Rook, then I am.
Oh, no, you don't.
Commander! Leave him alone!
Crush him, my love! Break the boy!
Nissa! Catch!
Got it! Logically, this must be the sequence. Epsilon, gamma, alpha, alpha, omega.
Don't touch that!
Well done, Nissa. Brewster, you all right?
Never better. Thanks, Doctor.
So, it's a fight you want, is it, monster? Well, why not? Sword to beak. Back to the gory, glory days of youth. For you, my lady.
Fly, Doctor! Back to your home! Fly away!
Calimera!
That's the gangplank! Brewster, Nissa, time to jump ship!
All hands, prepare for launch!
The engines!
The ship's moving!
Onto the gangplank, quickly!
Doctor, we can't go down there! The reef's in meltdown!
We must, before the ship goes! Now, jump! Hang on to me, both of you!
Which way? The dimensions are shifting so much, it's hard to focus.
Don't worry, I can see.
Look out!
Take your flight!
What's that? It's beautiful.
It's a Rook, freed up into its true pan-dimensional form. Dazzling, isn't it?
I saw a kingfisher once, out on Deptford Creek. And that was a titch next to this.
Stop wasting time. Are you ready?
Yes, ready when you are!
Doctor!
Bring him back!
Do not worry, he has something to find.
The geometer! Is he fetching that?
And you two are going home.
Oh!
What of you? The whole reef's dissolving. The gamma's broken free. It's leaving.
Hello down there!
Take the instrument.
Sorry, Eumachus, old chap. Time to give up your burden. I can't quite...
Take it!
Ah, got it. Right, home we go.
Hello down there!
Oh. Here is your machine. Farewell.
Wait! What about...
Great. No, Doctor, and we're sitting outside the TARDIS like a brace of bloaters in a snowstorm.
Oh! Come on, Doctor, where are you?
There! He's flying in! Oi, Doctor!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just be more thoughtful next time.
Nissa, Brewster, let's get this geometer installed, shall we?
But there's nothing inside. Just nothing.
Look more carefully. There, you see, about 10 feet away, that tiny grey cluster is all the TARDIS dimensions crushed into a singular knot. Now, somehow we have to link this geometer to that knot so it can unravel the dimensions.
Yes, but how? We can't even reach it.
What you need's a pole or a boat hook.
Yes, that might work.
Except we ain't got one.
No.
The reef's breaking up.
Give me that thing. I'll do it.
No, Brewster, you can't just jump in there. You'll be annihilated.
Well, someone's got to do something.
Thomas, don't!
Be seeing you.
No! He's gone.
Thomas Brewster. Another wasteful sacrifice.
Wait. The TARDIS, it's unraveling. Opening like a flower.
You're right. Spatial dimensions extrapolated and initiated. Temporal drivers installed. Astral navigator installed. Memory banks retrieved. Power systems activated. Internal architecture reinstated. Yeah, a bit more to the left, perhaps. Perfect. He did it. Brewster did it! My TARDIS. Restored.
Yes, but at what cost?
Nissa.
Rook, you escaped from Gamades.
The Commander's blade could not harm me once the dimensions coalesced.
I'm glad. Glad something survived.
The Commander's ship is safe also. And I found this, lost in the void.
Brewster!
Doctor? Nissa?
Brewster, you're all right. Thank you, Rook. I'm most grateful.
Please take better care of him in future.
Oh, yes. I certainly will.
He meant me, Brewster. Anyway, I'm glad you're back. I can always build another food machine.
And the energy lens? Can we still travel without that?
Yes, that is a problem.
I don't know what you're on about. There's a whole box of them in the downstairs cupboard.
There are? You mean you didn't give away the only one?
No, of course not. Whatever made you think I'd do that? Now, Brewster, if you wouldn't mind fetching me one of the lenses, we can be on our way.
Of course, Doctor. Anything you say.
And the Gamma?
Well away by now, Gamades and Vuyoki. I'm sure we wish them every joy and many long years of wedded bliss.
4 degrees starward, Mr. Plastar!
4 degrees it is, sir!
Cheer up, my love. We'll soon be home.
The stars blaze for me. A new life at last.
A fresh start, and you'll soon settle down to army life. Of course, the barracks are a bit basic.
Basic?
But my sons will be thrilled to meet their new mother.
Mother?
Here, lads. 5 cheers for my new bride.
Huzzah! Huzzah! Huzzah!
I can hardly contain the excitement, my love.
Thank you.
fast.
Sorry. It's all you, though. Bills, mainly.
Thanks. You want a cup of tea?
No milk.
We could have got some in. What have you done all day?
Don't take it out on me.
I'm not. It's just... Oh, I've had the day from hell. The clothes in my department, the Jubilee line was like dawn of the dead, and I thought my flatmate, while she was out looking for a job...
I'm sorry, I forgot, all right.
What are you watching anyway?
News. There's a diet thing on later on 5. I thought I might watch, just in case I felt like going on a diet.
Good evening. Here is the news at 6 o'clock. The health minister today resigned following the leaked correspondence regarding the outbreak of hospital-acquired infections. In other news, flooding in Pakistan has left thousands homeless without clean drinking.
Stylophone knees rang. Something about missing rent?
Brilliant. Anything else?
I don't know. I put the phone on answer. I was having a bath. Oh, that reminds me. You need to get a plumber bloke in. The little light isn't coming on.
You have 2 new messages.
Could you turn that down for a sec? Taz! Volume!
Sorry. Excuse me for not being totally perfect.
Hello, Connie. This is your mother. I'm just calling to say if you need me, use my mobile, because your father and I have had another argument.
Hi, babes. Richie speaking. Look, I know I was going to see you tonight, but... Kick it! But the thing is, we're not really going anywhere, so we should probably just...
Taz, I'm going out.
Oi! You blind or something?
Sorry! You know, just once it would be nice if something in my life didn't turn out total rubbish.
You all right?
I'm sorry, I don't have any cash on me.
Not after your money.
Look, no offence, but I'd rather be alone right now.
Fine, it's just, well, this is Southwark Bridge. What were you looking down at a river?
I'm not going to jump, if that's what you think.
My mistake.
What are you, a Samaritan looking for business?
Me? No, I'm no one.
No one?
Well, I used to live round here, work, you know, a bit further down, past London Bridge. On the banks, mudlarking for Mr. Creek, whole gang of us.
Really? And did you consider yourself at home?
Ages ago now, though. Weren't like all this, all lit up and pretty. The river was like a whole city of ships, thick with smoke and noise and...
What? What were you going to say?
Nothing, but that was all so clean. Yeah.
You call this clean?
Well, there's no fog or nothing. No horses, and you don't smell hardly at all.
Thanks.
I can see why you come here. It's beautiful.
And really freezing.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention it, but it ain't half nipping.
This is probably a mad mistake, but I know this place that does coffee late night, if you're interested.
Yeah, why not? I like coffee. And that's why you went for a walk.
I mean, that'll be much in the grand scheme of things, but yeah, and the way the world's going.
The world?
Don't you watch the news? It's all about some war that shouldn't have happened, or a famine that could have been avoided, or the polar ice caps melting.
Which is bad, right?
Yeah, it confuses the penguins. I just can't help feeling things are getting worse.
Say you were someone from 100 years ago. What do you think then?
Someone like you, you mean?
Yeah. You'd think you was in paradise. Everyone's healthy. So much food you don't know what to eat first. You've got machines that take you anywhere you want to go. And you've got these. What are these called again?
Caramel macchiatos.
Yeah. You know what the best thing is? Men have stopped going around with big bushy beards.
Look, you're right, but it doesn't make facing tomorrow any easier.
Yeah, it's something to look forward to, ain't it?
It's good talking to you. I was wrong about the being alone.
Well, I like listening. To you.
And Richie doesn't do listening. Doesn't do really anything that's not all about him.
Richie, your...
Boyfriend.
Oh.
Ex. But don't get your hopes up. I bought you coffee. Count yourself lucky you got that much.
I will.
Drink up. So where are you from, anyway?
I told you. London, the spike, the workhouse.
No, but really.
Really?
Your face. You actually believe you're from...
1867, yeah?
Right, and you're here how?
You won't laugh if I tell you.
No, I think I probably will.
See that blue up by the road?
Police public call box.
I sort of go through time in it. Travel to other worlds.
You go to other worlds?
Yeah, I've seen... Well, you won't believe me, but I've seen 2008, a different one, where things went wrong.
I get it. I should be happy because I live in a perfect world.
Well, not perfect. I mean, who wouldn't live in a perfect world?
I would. I think it'd make a nice change. Look, I'll, see you around, okay?
When? How will I find you?
Hang on. For when you next come down to Earth, my mobile.
Your what?
You haven't got a mobile.
No.
Right. I'm 6A Shad Roe, but if you turn out to be a stalker, I'll introduce you to my flatmate, and I should warn you, she's built like a brick privy.
6A, got ya.
Well, bye. Nice meeting you.
You too.
Hang on, I don't even know your name.
Thomas Brewster.
Nice meeting you, Thomas Brewster. Connie Winter.
Right.
You're not seriously thinking of getting in that thing, are you?
You heard the girl, Trev. It's a call-out. Emergency code 9.
It's not a call-out.
It's a code 9. We don't have any choice. That's how it works. Regulations.
All right, Phil. If you say so.
Earth, London, 2008, as requested. You know, sometimes I feel as though I'm running a glorified taxi service.
As requested?
Brewster wanted to know what the future should be like. All he saw of 2008 was...
A smouldering desolation.
Yes. Give him a call, could you?
Thomas, we've landed.
Now, where are we exactly? Hello? That looks rather familiar.
Your old study, in your house on Baker Street.
Yes. This dust hasn't been disturbed for over a century. I must have forgotten to pay the cleaner.
The furniture is falling to pieces. It's only the cobwebs holding them together.
Nonsense, Nissa. They were new when I bought them, and now they're genuine antiques. With a spot of woodworm, admittedly.
So this is the year 2008?
Well, yes, but you're not seeing the best of it. Help me with this. You're handy with windows. There. Now, look.
It's like nothing I've ever seen before. Carriages without horses.
Doctor, do you mean to say that this house has lain empty for 141 years?
I gave my solicitor strict instructions it shouldn't be sold on or let. I'd grown quite attached to the old place. Still have the title deed somewhere. Come on, time for some fresh air.
It certainly looks different from the last time we were here.
What do you think, Brewster? Impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Right, so if this is Baker Street, then the underground station's that way?
Yes, on the left.
In that case... I'm sorry, Doctor, Miss Nissa. I've got a dash.
What?
Catch you later. Someone I have to see.
That boy!
Doctor, I don't understand.
I think I do. Brewster. He's been here before.
Oh, what? Oh, God.
Connie!
Yes. Yeah, come in.
My turn to make you your early morning cup of tea.
Who are you? And what have you done with my flatmate? Sorry, I... Weren't we out of milk?
No. I saw we were running low, so I picked some up on the way home from work yesterday.
From work? You have a job?
Yes.
Doing what, may I ask?
Management consultancy. I didn't spend 3 years at university to sit around all day.
You didn't spend 3 years at university?
Draw the curtains, shall I?
Oh, my... Taz!
I'd rather you called me Tasmin. What is it?
It's just... You're so slim.
Thanks. I do my best. Though all credit to my personal trainer.
Okay, now this has to be a dream. I'm staying in bed till it goes away.
Well, lie in, not like you. Still, you were out late last night.
Yes.
How was Richard? Oh, I do like him. I think you're perfect together.
We split up.
I don't think so. Remember your good news?
My what?
You told me last night Richard proposed. It's odd you don't remember.
So this isn't the first time Thomas has visited this sanctuary?
No. Oh, I should have guessed. He asked to be brought here. He even specified the exact date.
And you didn't think that suspicious?
When he saw the traffic, he should have been amazed, bewildered, terrified. He accepted it all much too easily.
Because he'd seen it all before.
Yes, he must have come here when he was on his own, travelling in my TARDIS.
So where do you think he's gone?
Strange.
Doctor?
Missa, this may sound odd, but have you noticed this is the early morning rush hour?
So?
So the traffic should be at a virtual standstill. But it's moving. Everyone's moving.
Is that all?
No. Something's wrong here. I can feel it.
Have you tidied the bathroom?
Not particularly. Why?
It looks like a hotel in there. I just want to check something. Where do I work?
Rothery House?
Right. Still the same. Not going bonkers. Hang on. The machine.
You have one new message.
Hello, Connie. This is your mother. I'm just calling about this weekend. Only your father has surprised me by booking a mini break to Penrith, near where we have...
I don't believe it.
Believe what?
Wait.
Good morning. Here is the news. The Health Minister today announced the eradication of all hospital-acquired infections. In other news, flooding in Pakistan has been avoided following a new internet...
The news is changed. Everything. Tasmin, did you take a message yesterday from Stylophanes?
You mean Mr. Stylianides?
Yes.
No. Why, is there something wrong?
No, quite the opposite. Look, I'll see you later.
Times! Inflation falls!
A copy of the Times, please.
Cheers, mate.
Doctor, what are you looking for?
Today's news stories. Anything strike you as odd?
Palestinian peace accord, inflation falls, schools achieve record exam results. It all seems normal.
Where are the political scandals? The disasters? The binge-drinking celebrities all over the front page? Can't you see? It's all good news.
Good news?
As for the sports pages, Graham Swan, 100 not out?
Doctor...
It's been in front of our noses all along. The people, Nissa, the people.
They all seem perfectly happy.
Precisely. And healthy. Every one of them. No, this isn't the Earth, not as we know it. Something has changed humanity. For the better.
What? That's ridiculous.
Is it? It's as if the whole world has been, well, improved.
Maybe it's the result of a shift in history. Doctor, what if Thomas did something? When he was travelling in the TARDIS?
No, an alteration in the time stream wouldn't have such universally benign consequences, but you're right about one thing. Whatever's happening, Thomas Brewster is at the heart of it.
Shadbro Flats, 6A. Come on. Come on.
Hello, yes?
Glad I caught you. Thought you might be out.
Well, you're lucky. I was just leaving. What can I do for you?
It's me from last night.
Last night?
On the bridge. Thomas, I've come back. I wanted to see you.
I'm afraid I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Come on, girl.
Don't talk to me like that. I don't know you. And looking at you, I don't want to know you.
Connie.
Excuse me. I have a job to go to.
We had a coffee, you and me.
That never happened. I'm sorry.
Wait, you said you and your boyfriend Richie had split up.
Richard and I are very happy together. In fact, we're engaged. Not that it has anything to do with you. Now, I have to go. Okay, they've tied it up. Unlikely, but could happen.
Hello, Rothery House Publishing. No problem.
Sophie?
Oh, Connie. Good morning.
You would not believe my journey to work today.
No?
Every train was on time, and I got a seat.
That's not unusual.
What's happened here? Half the people are different, and the ones that aren't the same aren't the same, and you're working.
I'm working?
I don't mind, but usually you spend the first half of the morning reading celebrity magazines while scoffing a box of eclairs.
Oh, you are funny, Connie.
You think I'm joking?
Celebrity magazines? I'm still working my way through the Brothers Karamazov, as well you know. And I don't eat eclairs unless they form part of a healthy, balanced diet.
Okay, freaking me out now. Hang on, this is my desk.
It's not your desk. Well, it is your desk, I suppose, of course. But you don't work here, do you?
Oh, right, I see.
I mean, you have your own office.
My own office?
It would be a bit odd for you not to have your own office when you run the whole company.
Chop, chop, back to the TARDIS.
We're not leaving, are we?
No, but if there has been some extraterrestrial interference, we might be able to locate the source or find Brewster.
What?
Doctor, Nissa, you're still here.
Where have you been?
You visited this time before.
I'll tell you everything you want to know, but I've got to tell you something first. Something you're not going to believe.
Miss Winter, someone to see you.
You all right? You look like you've... Oh, my God.
Miss Winter. Miss Winter.
Who are you and what are you doing in my office? You? You're me. What? I don't believe it. Even my clothes look better on you. You haven't answered my question. Don't you get it? I'm you, but you shouldn't be here. I think perhaps it is you who should not be here. No, you're making a mistake. A mistake? I don't make mistakes. What? I've never made a mistake in my life. You mean you're... When you were 16 years old, Nathan Green's birthday party, what did you do?
I don't see how...
I got drunk and snogged Sean Clark's brother. Did you do that?
No, I don't like to drink alcohol. Except in moderation.
French A-level, I got so nervous I threw up over the invigilator.
I got an A.
Kaiser Chiefs concert, 2004. I went to the wrong Newcastle.
How could anyone go to the wrong Newcastle? You think I'm...
Yeah! You're a version of me that never got anything wrong. Never messed up. You're... perfect.
All of you. Everybody except for me.
Well, yes. We are perfect.
Everyone's perfect.
What could be wrong with that?
I've got to go. You're all pod people from the planet Knitwear. Well, you're not getting me.
So this girl you met...
Connie. A real doxy she was.
Had been substituted.
What's that?
Changed.
Yeah, that's it. But the new girl was sort of different looking. Like glowing, but unfriendly. Full of herself.
Last time you were here, what did you do? Who did you speak to?
Just Connie. No one else. It's not my fault.
Not deliberately, but... Oh, that shouldn't be happening. Oh, no. Oh, no!
Doctor?
Brewster, you didn't materialize the TARDIS properly, did you?
What?
You created a quantum fissure in the fabric of space-time. This girl you met must be the focal nexus. We have to find her before it's too late.
But I told you, she's gone.
No, no, no. If she's part of what's causing this, there should still be a real Connie out there.
The real Connie? The one I met on the bridge? She's still around?
We need to locate her before the wave function collapses. Brewster, any ideas?
I've tried her flat, she weren't there. Well, not the real her, she must have gone out.
Anywhere else you can think she might be. Or do you want the world to be stuck like this forever? Southwark Bridge.
Where I met her. There she is. Connie, oi!
Thomas!
It's you. You recognise me?
Well, of course I do. I only met you last night. And who are you?
We're friends of Brewster's. I'm Nissa.
And I'm the Doctor.
Right, and you're on your way to a fancy dress party. Let me guess, Bertie Wooster, right?
Bertie Wooster?
We're here because something has been affecting your planet. You may not have noticed, but...
Of course I've noticed. It's not every day the whole world turns into a Richard Curtis movie. And on top of that, I met myself at work today.
You did what?
Except, and this was the scary part, she was better looking than me. And she had this really great career and had never done anything wrong. She was...
Perfect.
Yeah, but also, really annoying.
What does Connie have to do with this, if it was my...
Because whatever is doing this, it's doing it for her.
What?
We need your help. If you could join us in the...
Oh, my God, the blue box.
You've seen it before?
Yeah, last night.
After you, Miss Connie.
It's bigger on the inside.
Yes, you're not the first to have noticed.
What is all this? A mobile disco?
It's my machine for going through time.
Your machine?
Doctor.
Well, all right. It sort of belongs to the Doctor.
Never mind that now, Miss...
Winter.
If you could just stand there, we need to establish the source of the quantum disruption.
Doctor.
Yes, a fissure in the fabric of space-time. Odd. Something seems to have broken through. Two life forms.
Doctor.
Doctor, look.
What? Who are you and what are you doing in my TARDIS?
Who are we? We had a call out, emergency repair.
Yeah, it was a code 9. Can't ignore a code 9.
I'm sorry, could we start again? You say you had a call out?
Trev, the machine.
I mean, who wouldn't live in a perfect world?
I would. I think it'd make a nice change.
Came through on the old sub ether. Fissure opened up. One patch-up job urgently required.
Yeah, textbook case. Bit of tweaking around the focal nexus. And Bob's your uncle.
Let me get this straight. Do you mean to say that you're plumbers?
Yeah, existential maintenance, that sort of thing.
You mean you repair reality?
No job too large. That's our motto.
But you don't think when I said that, I meant it?
Come again, darling.
I was just talking, you know. I don't really want to live in a perfect world.
You don't want to live in a perfect world? Pull the other one. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Because life isn't perfect. Take away the opportunity to get things wrong and you take away the reason for getting things right. Being human is all about the mistakes, the imperfections, the failures. Burning the toast, losing your keys, getting off at the wrong stop. For some people, small, pointless blunders are what life is all about.
So, this wasn't a call out?
No!
I knew it! I told you, Phil! You...
What? It's not my fault. Who are you calling
it's a... It's not important whose fault it was. What matters is whether you can put everything back to how it was.
Reversal. It's not easy. Not easy at all.
What's the matter? Perfection not good enough for you?
No, I don't want perfection. Because it's real life that matters. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice if things were better. But for that to happen, people have to make themselves better. You can't just wave a magic thingy.
Interstitial waveform matriculation spanner.
Exactly. And besides, how boring would a perfect world be? You'd never have anything to moan about. Ever.
Quite right. Life doesn't come with satisfaction guaranteed.
Well...
It does.
The work comes with a 14-day no-quibble warranty, yeah.
Well, I'm quibbling.
You aren't satisfied?
No.
What about you?
What about me?
It was a joint request. Contractual obligation. So what's it to be? Come on, we haven't got all day. What do you want to happen now?
It's all right, Thomas. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Well, Doctor, what would you do?
It's not my life, Brewster. Only you can decide which path you want to follow.
You're not going with them? The doctor and Nyssa?
No. Because it's like you said. It's real life that matters. Running around the universe with them, I'll be running away.
Right.
I mean, it's like I've always been shoved around by other people. Going from place to place, the Pudding House, Mr. Creek's, Portland Road, the Time Reef. Never found anywhere I wanted to be till now.
Here?
Yeah, well, it's not bad. I mean, might not be perfect, but has a few things going for it.
What you said back there in the...
TARDIS?
In the TARDIS, to those plumbers. You meant it?
I've met two versions of you today. A perfect one and a real one. I want to be with a real one.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because she's funny. She keeps on laughing even when she gets upset and angry with the world. And because the other one was really scary, to be honest.
We'll just have to see how it goes. We hardly know each other. Things might not work out.
I know. But that's half the fun, isn't it? Finding out.
And you realise my life is a total disaster. I'm losing my job. I'm late with my rent. My parents are lunatics.
Can't think of anywhere else I'd rather be.
You wouldn't rather be travelling in time and space.
No, I want this. All this. The bridge, the lights, the cars, the smoke, the noise and everything. And you.
Well, come on then, Thomas Brewster. Let's go home and make some mistakes. Sorry, I've got to take this. Yes, Mum. I know. What? You've thrown his clothes on the lawn and set fire to them? That's wonderful. I mean, evil. We're definitely back in the real world. Yes, Mum. Has anyone phoned the fire brigade?
I'll step from the fire brigade. What do you think I am?
Farewell, Thomas Brewster.
I'm surprised he didn't want to stay with us for longer.
I think he'd travelled enough to know what he wanted when he saw it.
Someone to be with?
Yes. A place to belong. A life. One of those things that... On the other hand, I'm almost insulted. He jumps ship first chance he gets.
Do you think he'll be all right?
Well, he does have a knack for getting himself into trouble and getting himself out of it again.
But with no money, nowhere to live?
Ah, well, I arranged a little parting gift.
A gift?
The house on Baker Street. No use to me. No good at standing empty. All in his name. The proceeds from the sale should keep him afloat for a while.
But he's from the wrong century. He won't know any of the history or understand the technology. He could have made the biggest mistake of his life.
No. Staying with us would have been the biggest mistake of his life. He made the right decision. And you know, I think he'll probably do very well.